From Washington, this is VOA News. Millions of voters are at the polls across Myanmar today in a vote which could bring to power Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party. VOA's Steve Herman is at a polling location where Aung San Suu Kyi voted today.
The question is not whether the NLD is able to be the largest vote getter among the 90 or more parties that are contesting in this parliamentary election. The question is whether they can capture two-thirds of the parliamentary seats to overcome this distinct advantage that the military and the government have, because a fifth of these seats are reserved for them. So they need this two-thirds and majority to really get through parliament what they want, and more critically, be able to select who will be the next president of Myanmar.
VOA's Steve Herman reporting. Despite increasing indications that a bomb destroyed a Russian passenger airliner last week high over the Sinai Peninsula, the head of Egypt's investigation team says no definite conclusions have been reached. All 224 people aboard died. Foreign intelligence reports first raised the theory that a bomb exploded aboard the jet based on overheard chatter by known terrorists shortly after the crash. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says at least 23 Syrian civilians were killed on Saturday in suspected Russian airstrikes on a rebel-held town outside of the capital, Damascus. Russia, Syria's government, and a U.S.-led coalition are all carrying out bombing raids in Syria, sometimes in the same areas. This is VOA News.